KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Former President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambutla, has denied any involvement in inciting the July 2021 unrest. She appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court today. She's called the state's case baseless, insisting there's no evidence linking her to the violence. Meanwhile, the state says it won't be opposing bail in the case against her. The MK Party MP has been appearing in court and has been charged with charges related to terrorism. The case got underway after a power outage delayed the start of proceedings this morning. The 42-year-old MP's father, MK members, and her brother Duduzane are there. He spoke to Newswatch earlier.
As you know, there's a lot of court challenges that our family has had over the years. My father, myself, my sister and others. It's nothing new, and we're here to find out exactly what the charges are, what the case is, and whether it'll proceed or not. But we're confident as always, and we're looking forward to another challenge in our family chapter.
As the energy regulator prepares to announce its decision on Eskom's tariff hike application this afternoon, the DA has made a final demand for NERSA to reject Eskom's request. NERSA is considering Eskom's application for a tariff increase of 36% in 2025, 12% the following year, and 9% in the 2027-2028 year. The DA's Member of Parliament and spokesperson for Energy, Kevin Milam, says the tariff hike will only worsen the financial situation of the average South African household.
Over 130,000 South Africans have already signed our petition, standing united with us in opposition to this unjustified hike. The DA demands that NERSA reject Eskom's request for a tariff increase and instead insist on meaningful reforms that address Eskom's operational and financial failures before considering any further hikes.
SADC has called an emergency summit tomorrow on the crisis in the DRC. There have been deadly clashes in the east of the country, with the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group having entered Goma, the capital of North Kivu province. 13 South African peacekeeping troops deployed on SADC and UN missions have been killed in the fighting in the past week. Meanwhile, the DRC's president, Felix Tshisekedi, has refused to attend regional peace talks aimed at ending the M23 rebels' assault on Goma. Kenyan President William Ruto invited him and Rwandan President Paul Kagame to a virtual summit as fighting rages. Rwanda denies backing the rebels, who now control much of Goma. Overnight, Rwandan President Kagame said that South African troops have no place in the eastern DRC battlefield, adding that he's ready to deal with any confrontation from Pretoria. Durban 29 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay a high of 30. The top story, former President Jacob Zuma's daughter Duduzile Zuma Sambutla has denied any involvement in inciting the July 2021 unrest. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.